Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On this episode of Narcissist Apocalypse Q&A, we run down our 20 relationship green flags. Welcome to Narcissist Apocalypse Q&A, everyone. I am Brandon Chadwick, and today we are going to discuss the 20 relationship green flags list that we created. But before we get to that, if you want to be a guest on our Survivor Story episodes, please do go to our website at narcissistapocalypse.com. Top of the page, there's a button that says guest form. When you click on that button, it takes you to our guest form page. Please do read all of the instructions. Please read them all. And then email us at narcissistapocalypse@gmail.com or fill out our guest form page and press the submit button. Also, we really need more stories, so please do send in your stories. No stories too big or too small, so please do send in your stories. And I really appreciate that. And also, I appreciate if you leave us a great review on whatever podcast service you use. Please do leave us a 5-star review. It helps us out a lot with rankings. And now we are going to get to our green flags list. And let's just start off with number one on our list. And number one is the relationship moves at a comfortable pace. So this is one of those things you hear in a lot of narcissistic abuse relationships, a lot of abusive relationships, that they just move really fast. So you want something that is going to move at a healthy, comfortable pace that feels good for both people. It allows both people to think. It allows you to process things. And that's really important, because in the love bombing stage, you're not really able to process what's going on. It's just continuous, like boom, 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 boom. It's overwhelming. So being able to process everything, have fun, develop feelings for each other that are real feelings, not based on the love bombing, not based on this overwhelming gift giving, etc., or the way that they're talking to you, admiration about you, your accomplishments, how you look. And this should just be happening gradually. So it is a green flag when a new partner is willing to give you space and let you take your time in this pacing. You know, they'll be listening for your feelings if you're ready to commit. And they might be further along than you are. Everyone will be going at their different pace. You just have to kind of talk about it. And there's no pressure or attempt to forcibly escalate the intensity of the relationship before you are ready or before they are ready. So number two on our list is they set and respect boundaries. And this is a big one. All of them are big ones, but this is a really big one. So setting your boundaries is an important element to all relationships. So having boundaries means honoring yourself as a separate individual with needs and wants that often differ from others. And without healthy boundaries, we allow others to override our own feelings and desires. So boundaries are an external expression of an internal self-affirmation, which means knowing and affirming what is important to us. So someone with a secure attachment style not only sets some healthy boundaries in your relationship for themselves. And that might be confusing for you if someone's maybe setting all of these boundaries. And you might be like, oh, they're bossy. But someone who's healthy and is secure with themselves is always going to respect your boundaries too. They want you to have boundaries. They will tell you when you've gone too far, or when you've done or said something that hurts them, but they also expect for you to do the exact same thing. They want to learn. They want to grow. They want this relationship to work and be healthy. It needs to be even Steven, and someone who's secure with their healthy boundaries will not just want their boundaries respected, but they want you to have respectful boundaries and for you to honor your boundaries as well. And that is a very big green flag in a healthy relationship. Number three on our list is they're kind consistently, but specifically in conflict. So what does this mean? So it means that they can care for your feelings and well-being, and they put in an effort to treat you well. When a conflict happens eventually after the love bombing stage occurs, if you don't think that you are being cared for in that conflict, that's a problem. So you're looking for someone who is caring and gentle when you are in conflict with them. So that means that they respect and listen in conflict and work toward a better understanding of the conflict and a resolution, your side of the conflict, and they want you to listen to yours. So there's really, gentle care taking place here, specifically in conflict. But overall, you want to see that they are kind consistently. So they might be kind during the love bombing stage, but eventually that stops happening. So you want to see this continue throughout the relationship. And once it stops happening, that's a problem. So this is what you're looking for. It's not something that will be just a right away thing. This is throughout the whole entire relationship. Number four on our list is they own up to mistakes and they take active steps toward becoming better. So no one is perfect when it comes to relationships, no one is. It's important for a romantic partner to be able to recognize that they have their own shortcomings in areas and that they need to grow. And, a big green flag is someone who can take feedback without getting defensive. They take responsibilities for their actions, and they will also take steps toward fixing these things and toward change. So both people need to take responsibility for the role with the issue that you're facing. Your partner shouldn't blame you for everything. And your partner should also be able to forgive you when you've made a mistake and apologize instead of holding a grudge. And you should too. So these are the green flags for step or green flag number four. Owning up to your mistakes and taking active steps to becoming better so these things don't happen again. And number five, you both have your own lives. So in a healthy relationship, partners don't feel the need to be attached to each other all the time. They actually should value and encourage individuality and independence. So couples who over-rely on each other risk becoming codependent with each other, which could put a strain on both people in this relationship. So it's a green flag if your partner supports your personal growth, your hobbies, your friendships, a life outside of the relationships. This gives you space to nurture the other parts of your life that don't involve them. And they should be happy to cheer you on as you, pursue your goals and your pleasures. So this is really, about not having control, not needing control, and being happy for you for what's going on in that other part of your life. And they want to see you thrive and they want to see you happy. And having your own lives is a big part of that. So it's a good sign if your partner has a strong, long-standing relationships, hobbies, goals outside of you. And this makes it less likely that they'll rely on you and the relationship for their happiness. You want to derive happiness from yourselves beforehand, that the relationship is just a complement to you. Yes, it makes you happy, but you don't derive your happiness from it. So if there's too much responsibility for a person to be responsible for someone else's feelings as a whole, that's not a great sign. So It's number five on our list is you both have your own lives, and really that you derive your happiness from yourself before the relationship even begins. Number six on the list is they speak well of friends and exes and others. Yes, we've heard this one in the red flags that if they speak ill of their exes, that's a big red flag. But let's kind of dive into this a little bit further. You know, some relationships do end badly, and people could be upset about that. And when we're dealing with people in this space with dealing with abuse, a lot of your relationships, a lot of people might have a lot of bad exes. So that's something that might happen. But listen for how they are talking about their friends. Listen to how they're talking about other people. Are they talking nicely about these people? Are they talking shit about them? Are they gossiping? How do they speak about the people they encounter during the day? Are they having these nice encounters? Are they talking nice about the people that they encountered during the day? Or is there a lot of negativity going on? Is it this constant negativity that someone's done this or someone's done that? And they're always feeling angry or mad about something, or they're pissed off. Listen to how they're speaking of friends, exes, and others. And specifically here to discern, like listen to how they speak about friends and others and if they speak well of them. So it's a green flag if they are speaking well of these people. Number seven, and this one does not include the love bombing phase, and this is more later on in the relationship, and that is you feel valued and appreciated. So obviously during the love bombing stage, you are going to probably feel valued and appreciated, but that'll eventually change. So later on in the relationship, if your partner makes you feel valued and appreciated, they make you feel special, and that you know that you mean a lot to them, they notice everything you do for them, and they show appreciation for it for you. That's a really big one. They notice these qualities in you that others overlook. They recognize your efforts, whether you're trying to improve the relationship or yourself. And a lot of times we hear eventually, especially with the abusers that really stop paying attention or stop contributing, part of it is they stop valuing you or appreciating you. And a lot of it has to do with you initially think that they respect you, and then you realize there's a lack of respect going on. But most importantly here, they make you feel good about yourself. That's a big one. If you're not feeling good about yourself, then that's a problem. So a lot of times you can learn about your relationship simply by considering how your partner makes you feel about yourself. Someone who makes you feel bad about yourself is not a good partner for you. So your partner is supposed to make you feel cared for, happy, and that's a green flag. So if they're making you feel bad about yourself, that is a red flag. So as the relationship moves on, if you are feeling valued and appreciated, that is a green flag. And number eight on our list is they make compromises. So it might look a little bit different early on in the love bombing stage. It might look like they are making compromises, or they're just so overdoing things that you don't understand what a compromise might be yet. But when a relationship means a lot to you and it's further along, you are willing to make sacrifices and compromises. So if your partner wants to make things work with you, they'll be willing to meet you halfway. So number nine on our list is awareness and responsibility of how their actions affect others. And this is an interesting one, you know, because people can be self-aware of what they're doing, and they can be cognitively knowing what they're doing, but they still do the thing that they're doing, and there's no responsibility to it. So when you're dealing with a partner, and they know that their actions might affect others, and they're aware that their actions might affect others, that's step number one. They're able to identify issues in a relationship as they come up, and they're able to identify their contributions to those issues. But the biggest thing here is they're aware of this. They're contributing to it. They're aware that they're contributing to it. They've said it out loud. But then the part that is the most important part is working toward resolving those issues. So being aware of those things and those things continuously happening isn't a good thing. But if they are aware of it and they're working toward resolving those issues and you can see that happening and it's improving, that is a green flag. And that is number 9 on the list. Number 10 is they listen well. And this is not in the love bombing stage and not in the part where they are actually probably actively listening to how they can learn as much about you as possible and then take advantage of that. This is later on in the relationship to know that this is a green flag. So as you are further along, pay attention if your partner really puts in an effort to hear and understand you, if they ask thoughtful questions, if they make space for you in conversation, meaning that like it's not one-sided, they're just talking and not letting you interject and not giving you enough space to have it be a conversation and not being talked at. They want to get to know you even better than they already do. So they're listening to everything. And active listening is a big thing where they're repeating back to you a lot of what they're hearing so they know that you're being heard. It's inevitable that in relationships that people will disagree and unintentionally hurt each other from time to time, but being able to listen really well and make an effort to understand your partner's perspective is a key to healthy conflict resolution. So showing this ability is showing that they're going to take the time to understand you deeply and that they're showing that they're able to hear you out in moments of conflict and to really understand your side of the story. And that is a great green flag. But this one will show up and be able to be recognized later. If this doesn't happen later, obviously that's a red flag. But this is green flag number 10. And number 11 on our list is they have empathy and validate your emotions. And once again, this one hard to detect at all in the love bombing stage. This will be able to be seen later on as a green flag. So empathy is the ability to understand and relate to someone else's emotions or even share them. A good partner is able to recognize not only their emotions, but yours as well. So they might feel sad when you're sad, or they can at least understand when and why you are experiencing sadness. And they can show compassion in such moments. So they're not minimizing anything here. They're validating your experience. They are validating your emotions. They understand what you're going through. They might not understand, but they're validating what you're going through. And they can also identify how you might be emotionally responding to a certain situation, and they can act in ways that prevent potential harm and that they can support you. So just remember that they're validating and there to support your emotions. And they're not there to tell you that your emotions are overblown or that you're acting crazy. You know, someone who is a green flag person later on in the relationship will validate your emotions. They'll validate how you're feeling. So remember that. And that is number 11 on our list. Number 12 on our list of relationship green flags. Are we having fun, folks? Are we having fun here? I love this, the green flags. So number 12 on our list is they have stability. And again, hard to detect very early on during the love bombing stage. You might not know if they are stable or not stable. They might have created a facade for themselves. So this is something you can see later on. So this is a green flag when a person is stable and you can trust that they'll be consistent in how they treat you. And that's really big words right there. Consistent in how you are being treated. Consistent in how they approach various situations in life. There's no volatility going on. There's no unpredictability going on. They are consistent. I can never say that enough times. They are consistent in how they treat you and how they approach various situations in their life. And that's something that is important. There's no chaos going on. You're not getting used to chaos. You might have come from chaos and you're not used to consistency. So consistency is the key here. It's the key to stability because you want to feel safe in relationship. You know, you don't need a roller coaster ride. A roller coaster ride is in the movies. The ups and the downs, the ups and the downs. Yeah, it plays great in a movie. That doesn't play great in real life. I'll tell you that right now. So in real life, you need comfort and balance. And that is what is needed for a healthy relationship to flourish. And you're looking for someone that has this stability, who is a consistent person. And that is number 12. On our relationship green flags. Number 13, again, this one outside of the love bombing stage, later on you'll notice this one. Are they easy to be around? Do you feel like you can be yourself around this person without worrying too much about trying to impress them? Are you walking on eggshells to not upset them? If you are, that means they're not easy to be around. So you can be honest and speak your mind if they're easy to be around. You can feel at ease with them. That's always a great green flag. So if you feel safe with this person, that is a really big, strong foundation. And you might feel safe with them early on, but as the relationship progresses, that might disappear. So later on, if you're not feeling safe around this person, if they're not easy to be around, that's a problem. So please notice later on in the relationship, is this person easy to be around? If they are, that is a green flag. So number 14 on our list is they accommodate your needs. And it takes time to understand what everyone's needs are. It takes a feeling out process. You're learning about each partner's learning about each other. But a big thing here is that they are able to accommodate your needs and at the same time, not make you feel needy or that you're being dramatic or unreasonable. They're happy to accommodate your needs, and they're trying to deliver them as best as possible while staying within their boundary limits, but they're doing their best to accommodate your needs. But at the same time, if you hear the words needy or dramatic or unreasonable, that might be a huge red flag. So you're looking for someone that wants to accommodate your needs. They're doing their best to accommodate your needs while staying within their boundaries without using really negative language to demean you in any way. So they're accommodating your needs as best as they can within their boundaries while doing it lovingly and understanding and listening to what your needs are and respecting them. Now, number 15 on our list is you bring out the best in each other. That is a big green flag because sometimes you're in a relationship and people bring out the worst in each other and it's a lot of negativity. You might, you know, start to become a little bit like the person that they're dating a little and start taking on their habits. So if they start talking like nasty about someone, something you might normally not do, you might start taking part in those things. And that's bringing out the worst in you. And it's not you. And a lot of people are going in a lot of these relationships where they start doing some of those things and they start becoming this thing that they might not have been ever. And it's this influence in this person that they're with is bringing out the worst of you. But we're looking for someone that's going to bring out the best in you. So if you two generally enjoy being around each other and you bring out the best in each other and the vast majority of your time together feels positive and pleasurable, that is a good sign. It's like a circular flow in a way, if that makes sense, that like your best is bringing out their best, which brings out your best, which brings out their best, and it's just this flow. And if that's kind of going on, specifically later in the relationship, because in the love bombing stage, this could be going on at that point, but later on it might change. But if it's going on later, that is a big green flag. And number 16 on our relationship green flags list is they're equally invested 50-50. So this means that you're both investing your time and energy into a relationship, and you should invest approximately an equal amount, meaning that the relationship should be important to both of you. And early on in the relationship, in the love bombing stage, it might seem like you're both equally invested 50-50, but this is later on when things might start to deteriorate that you can start to see that that is not true. So you want someone who's going to be 50-50 involved in the relationship, and what that means to keep it going, keep things exciting, keep things moving along, being curious about them, them being curious about you. Housework is could be one thing, taking care of the kids, that there's a 50-50 going on, maybe in the work of everything, if you get into a relationship where there's a household involved and kids involved, but also emotionally, that they're not taking up all of that relationship space for their issues, that your issues as well need to be cared for in this 50-50 way. So when only one person is putting an effort to holding the relationship together, it is likely to fall apart. So a big green flag is that they're equally invested 50-50, and this will start showing up more later on in the relationship as it continues, because it could be tricky in the love bombing stage. Number 17 on the list is they give you enough alone time and respect your privacy. So your partner wants to spend a lot of quality time with you, but they also need to respect your need for alone time. If they don't, that is, you know, controlling. So they let you feel free in the relationship by giving you guilt-free, everyone, guilt-free alone time and respecting your privacy. Respect. Yes, there's that big word, respecting your privacy. They don't check up on you to see what you are doing when they know that you need peace. They don't act jealous or possessive. Instead, they let you focus on yourself when you're away from them, and they give you as much time and space as you need. This is a great green flag, and it means that you'll have enough freedom in your relationship to focus on yourself and other aspects of your life. And they might be saying these things early on in the relationship if it is an abusive relationship in the love bombing or the trust building stage, but later on this will show up. And this could show up really early on, that they're not respecting that by the constant texting, needing to know where you are, the check-ins. They're just no alone time or respect for your privacy or your time. Number 18 on the list is they're a good, clear communicator, and this will become more obvious later on. So this means that you don't have to constantly decode messages. That is a good sign. You know, later on you might be hearing word salads, you're going to be getting gaslighting, you're going to get so many different types of verbal tricks that it just becomes confusing, circular conversations. So being a good, clear communicator where there's no moving goalposts or no lies or anything like that, green flags are waving when your partner is a good communicator, listener, and works to resolve to understand you. So communication is key. And if your partner isn't willing to be a good communicator, which means that they employ the silent treatment, you know, they're stonewalling, things along those lines, we have a really big problem because they're not willing to resolve issues and accept differences. So they need to be a good, clear communicator. Number 19 we have on our list is growth and change. Someone who is willing to support their own growth and change and support your growth and change. So we're humans. We're growing older. As we get older, we want to grow. Growth is important. You know, change is important. You're not going to be the same person you were at 20. You don't want to make the same mistakes that you were when you were 20. And for the 20-year-olds that are listening, I'll say that you don't want to make the same mistakes that you were making when you were 15. You know, things like that. So you want to grow, you want to change, and you want to be supported during that whole entire process. You know, if your partner doesn't support your growth, you will end up resenting each other further down the road. You know, your relationship needs to be nourished, and both of you need to expand your lives as individuals a lot of the time for that to happen. You don't want things to be static. So, you know, ups and downs are inevitable, but you want to be able to change and grow, and you want your partner to be accepting of that. You want your partner to do the same thing. It means that they are looking to become a better person. So look for someone who is into growth, who is into supporting change and always evolving. That is a big relationship green flag. And the last one on our list is something that is in the love bombing stage, but this is really for later on, which is they want to learn more about you. And I know that might sound crazy later on in the relationship that they want to learn more about me. Shouldn't they know everything about me already? And the answer to that is yes and no. They should know a lot about you, but they should always still be curious about you. When you walk into the home after a 10-year relationship and you want your partner to be curious about how your day was, what's going on? What is something new that you learned that day? They're curious about you. They want to know. They want to be part of your life, of what's going on. So when your partner is really showing interest later in the later stages of finding out more about you, it's definitely a green flag. Because when they're trying to find out more about you early on, that being a red flag, it's because they're trying to dig for information to try and expose you. So or hurt you later on and use it against you or to mirror you or things like that. At this point, that should be gone. You know, they've already done their research. So later on in the relationship, you know, if they're still curious about you, if they're still trying to you know, learn about what's going on and understand your feelings throughout the day and how you, your views of the world of, you know, what happened, you know, at this side of the world with the war, how you feel about abortion rights or all of those types of different things that, you know, they're willing to learn more about, you know, your opinions and all of those things. They want to hear all of that. They ask questions about who you are and your beliefs, and they want to know. And that's exciting. That's a great green flag. It means they're still invested in you and you should still be invested in them in the same way. It's, you know, it's a way to kind of still be involved, still be there for your partner continuously, to constantly be curious about them and learn more about them. And that is number 20 on the list. And that is our last green flag. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I had fun doing green flags. It's fun doing the positive ones and not just the negative ones, because we want to eventually get into good relationships. We want to know what a green flag is. We want to know what's healthy. And these are healthy ways of looking at things. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to be a guest on our Survivor Story episodes, please do send in an email, but please go to our website first at narcissistapocalypse.com. Click on the guest form button, read all of our instructions, and either fill out our guest form page or send us an email at narcissistapocalypse@gmail.com. Also, at our website, we have our very own support group, our very own safe social network. So if you need support, please do join our support group. We have Zoom meetings every Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon, and Saturday night. We also have forum boards. We have ad-free episodes. We have episodes that never made it to air. And if you just want to support our show, which we could use all of your support, everyone, please do support our show. Just join our support group. It helps us out a lot. And if you need even more support, please do visit our friends at domesticshelters.org. So you, or if you or someone you know are experiencing abuse, you are not alone, because domesticshelters.org can help you access free resources. They have articles on there as well. They can get you in touch with shelters and abuse agencies. Please do visit our friends at domesticshelters.org to access this free resource today. And now that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and from myself and myself, I hope you have a good night.